Nun Beis Amid Beis on the top of the Amid. Talking about the Yetzer Hara again. Amid Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Yitzray shal Adam is Gabriel of Bechal Yoyim. The Yetzer Hara of a person strengthens on him every single day. And with Akish La Amisa. Shanemah, like it says, Sefer Yosha L'Tzadik with Akish La Amisa. The Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'izala Ina Yochala. Without the Baruch Shalom helping him, he wouldn't be able to win it over. Shanemah, Hashem lo yazvenu b'yadav elein she'enu b'yishavta. So you see that you possibly need the kayach of the Baruch Shalom. Without the Baruch Shalom, you wouldn't be able to win over the Yetzer Hara. So the Baruch Shalom gives you, it's a very interesting zach. It's the Baruch Shalom that's really guiding the Yetzer Hara. He gives you the Yetzer Hara, and then he gives you the kayach to fight it. So why does he have to give it to you for?
It's a schar. So you should have schar. And for cover
he's the one that's fighting it.
But some
of it only helps. Either if you
not to you, to something.
Some easier, some not so hard.
It's only a help. if you don't try to fight, then you get no help.
Right. The Torah is like Rabbi Manzal saying, Pshat is that you have to try to fight. Then once you try, you can never win. It's not the case. Because you open the hole a little bit, then the Baruch Hu is going to help you against it. That answers what you're asking. I've had it right now, it's a very shvei yetzer, but once you try, the Baruch Hu is going to help you automatically.
Over here, that the yetzer wants to kill you, that's for Olam Haba, not Olam Haza, right? He wants you to live Olam Haza and have more of
merit.
Why do you say we can never win? You see this chassidim, there's people that are fine people in the world that...
That's krum. That's a fine doesn't mean...
No, I'm saying there's erlich ha'gayim that do the right thing, that keep shem mitzvah
and neich. But that's not Shemizda. Let's talk about Midas. That's not what.
There's none of them.
It's ethical.
Have
they're not. They don't.
They're not doing it for the right reasons.
Not doing it for the right reasons.
Why? Well, they're from Goyim. They say Yimach Shmuel v'Zichro, and they do everything. Yeah. They do every single ma'aseh the whole day only for Yimach Shmuel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. They don't have the Yitzhar we said before.
Right.
They don't have the Yitzhar we said. Right? It's how only went to the Shemaniach Umasalim Mizgah with the name Shayisal, the fights with us. He doesn't care about the Mizgah.
How come this is stopping Ger from becoming a Ger then?
Ger is a hard story to explain. We why would a Ger in the world become Yid? Why would he have to
catch him? Because he wants to be close to Hashem. And he sees that's the only way to be close.
What's that? Just tell me, why does a guy want to become close? You care to be close to Hashem, we come out, don't care. The guy wants to be.
That's why. It's very hard to become a ger. So if someone wants to become a ger, it has to be the mamash b'shmo.
That's what I'm saying. It's unbelievable. Ger is a hard story.
They don't care. They got morals. So they also have morals.
Why did they get that for? Why wouldn't they rather have a heder? Why be mashu? It sounds such a tough life. It isn't, but I'm saying for the outside. It's like, so the Moravite, Tana the Be'er B'Shmol. And Pagam Mechal Menuvel, there, if this Menuvel, this Yetzer Hara comes and chases you, Mashchei the Bis Medish. Walk him into the Bis Medish. It's always the best to be in the Bis Medish. I'm Evan Hu, Mimuach, even without learning. But you walk into the Bis Medish, if he's a stone, he melts. And Basil Hum is Pleitzis, if he's metal, he plotzes. I'm Evan Hu, Mimuach, L'Chsev, it says in Pasik, Hoi Kol Tzomel L'Chula Ma'ayim. L'Chsev, drink, if you're thirsty, drink water. We said water means Torah. The stones got melted in the water. So you see that if he's an Evan, he gets melted. In Basel, if he's metal, he'll burst.
It is the Torah. It's not just coming to Shul. I'm saying, Rabbi, you're saying it's a nice.
Yeah.
I like the Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. No.
Gemara says,
no,
but you need Mayim.
Mayim, and we said yesterday that was the whole thing. Mayim was Torah. And actually, all for us, no, it says, Nimshal Torah Lamayim.
Right.
Yeah. The Gemara and them done, Mustami, you're not coming to Miss Mary Sashmuz. You're coming to Miss Mary Sashmuz. What else are you doing? Tell them, Basil, Miss Pites. If it's metal, it'll burst. If food says sell, so you see that. Okay, so Patage, if food says sell, like a hammer. It's a Amr Shulman Nachman Yitzhar Masisa L'Adam Ba'Adam Hazeh.
Well, that's the hammer doing it to the rock,
yeah.
Not the
barbell.
Okay, Machlokes Rashi Tosis.
Tell me about Amr Shulman Ba'Adam Nachman Yitzhar Masisa L'Adam Ba'Adam It convinces you in this world to do bad. And then he goes, not stam. He goes and in the Adam Abba, he tells, he's made on you that you did bad. He's a terrible person. He convinces you to do bad, and then he's made on you to do bad. Shanema. Like it says in Pasuk, Mefanik Minoya Avdol. Ba'achrisa Yiyamona. In the beginning, Mefanik, he convinces you Minoya Avdol. And then Ba'achrisa, at the end, Yiyamona is going to be Adis. What does Monon have to do with Adis? She came by Atbach, Shalyabchi, or Kayum with Sahada Mana. You know, in Aleph Bez, there's many of Muslim. There's Gematrias, there's all these things. There's Atbash, Aleph could turn into a Tuf. There's another thing. Abchi said, Aleph could turn into Tes, they're both equal to 10. Bez with Ches is also equal to 10. Gimel to Zion, Vav to Dalet. Hey is left hanging. What do you do with Hey? Hey is going to go like this. Hey is going to become, since it's the middle, it's going to go to Nun. Yud goes to Tzadi. Chaf to Pei. Lamed to Ayin. Mem to Samach. And our Nun is Vayta stuck in the middle. So Hey could turn into Nun.
You need two Nuns.
Kuf.
And you need two Heys.
Kuf to Tzadi. Reish to Pei. Shin to Nun. And Tav to Amin. So now it is. So now you have Monon to turn into Tzada. Mem and Samach are... Mem and Samach. Nun turns into Hay, like we just said. Vav turns into Dalet. Vav and Dalet. And the Nun turns into Hay. So Sada is Adis. So therefore, you have to be a grand island to think of this, but Akapanim. You got it? Atbash? This is Atbash.
It's Mashma that he's Mechadish.
He was Mechadish.
So how do we know what's happening? It's not a Messiah.
He understood the kikes of Alec as making systems. Ravuna Rami. Ravuna asks, Siv Kiruach Zanunim Hissa. It says that the Yetzihara is going to be Hissa. It's not in you, it's more Ruach. It's more as a Ruach, it's a wind. It's more than a wind. Siv Kirbam says it's in you. Yetzihara is in you. It's a Betchila Hissa. Betchila is just. Hissam, it's not by you, mamish. So if it became, then it becomes into you, it becomes part of you.
So other one is before and after
another? No. Okay, you could say that, yeah. I'm saying the Yetzirah, the Ketchila, just it doesn't become part of you, mamish. Later it becomes part of you. Amar Rava Betchila Kari Halach. Halach. Ola B'Sayif Kari Ayach.
He's just passing by.
First he's just passing by. Then he becomes a visitor. Ola B'Sayif Kari Ish, then he becomes mamish, a person by you.
No, the Shnema. Master,
right? Rashi says
it's
about. Vayavei halach l'ish, he came, halach l'ish, ha'ashi, vayachma l'kachas mitzayna umkare, lasis l'ayach. First he became, lasis l'ayach, he became a visitor. Yechsiv, then it says, v'yikach es kivshas l'ish, ha'roish, v'yaseh l'ish ha'bo ha'elov, and he became into a person by you. So look at Chila again. There's three daggers. First it comes just time passing by. Then it becomes a visitor. Then it becomes a permanent person.
Rashi says Balabais.
Yeah,
is that
Ishaveir
or once he comes
to Balabais, Balabais
forever?
Yeah, oh,
it's not Ishaveir. If you want to get rid of the Balabais, it's much harder than getting rid of a passerby.
Yeah. Omer Beichanan. Ava cotton, we had this. Ava cotton, yeshu la adam. A person has a small ava. There's my eva is sava, must be a yov. So if you my eva is sava, then must be a yov. If you don't nourish it so much, if that means if you're not busy with it so much, if you don't do too much tashmish when you're younger, then when you're older you have kayak. Shinema kimi isem vi isbo. That means you're going to lose your kayak when you get older if you use it too much when you're younger.
When he's 50, he'll look like he's 80.
He's not going to look like 80. Ava has no kayak.
No, they actually, they say it, that the people who chase after the Yetzer Hara, they actually age much earlier.
Really?
Yeah, they're all, I mean, you don't see such people, Baruch Hashem.
Doesn't Rashi say that? Guvah Chavshu Koyach, no?
Yeah, but I'm saying you can see it on their face, that they age.
No, how do you know Rashi's saying that? Rashi says Guvah Chavshu Koyach, Rav Lezikman.
Every cup.
Right, but Rav, maybe he's going on the whole body.
No, they're talking about this Muslim. Anyways, so yeah, talking about Vayitim. Amar Avchana Bar Acha, Ami Beya. Abba Mischayat on Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shabbam. Whatever this means, but the Bible says Mischayat on four people that He created. Veilen Golus, Kazdim, Yishmaelu, VeYetzahar. Golus, Dichsev, Ata Mali Poynu Hashem Kilokachim Ami Chinam. Why did they pick Yisrael to put them into galus for no reason? Chinam, insist. Kazim dechsev. Yeah, it says you have to understand this Musaf, but there's a tachlis to it. A tachlis. Some dagger. Kazim dechsev heina etz kazim zeham loi haya. Zeham loi haya, it shouldn't have been. Yishmaelim dechsev. Yishalu ayhalim l'shaydadim of tuchais uva tuchais umagize el. Who's Ayhalim? Who lives in tents? Who's the Bedouins? The Arabs. So we're talking about the Arabs that live in tents in the Mubaris, Raya Miknika. You know, and then the Pasuk says, La Shehevi Likai Biyadi. The Baruch Hashem saying, I myself was Gayim, that they should bring badness to the world. It's a hard Chsiv, Asher Yoisi. The Baruch Hashem saying that I was the one that bringing back, I created the Yetzer Hara that was going bad to people. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Amar Shosh Mekayis Alon, Lismayt Kol Aglayim Shosanim Shosanim Shosanim. If not these three psukim, it would have been disastrous to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael would have got destroyed because they did so much chatan. What's the three psukim? Chad Echsiv Asher Yosi. Because the Baruch Hashem saying that I'm the one that created the Tzitzar that's bad for Klal Yisrael. So he's taking the blame. We say it tomorrow night in Mitzvah. Hini kechem b'yad ha'yotze, kein atem. So Rav Hashem saying that you are like kechem b'yad ha'yotze, which means I'm the one that's ruling over you. I'm the one that did bad to you. Put the bad in you.
Well, insinuating that he created the Yetzer Hara.
Yeah.
So you have a partial defense.
Right. I have some excuse. Vidah Yesis Levam Sachin Sati Lachem Lev Basa. I took away the heart of stone and gave you a heart of basa, which is like this. You know, it's hard to conquer. But Papa Mahmahai Nami is another Pasuk said Vesuchi etem kibbutz.
Heaven is
harder, right? I took away the heaven, you know, I gave you basa.
It's also proving that Hashem is the one that controls the change of heart.
Rashi is a little stronger because Rashi says the mice and tiger more so than you don't have.
Yeah. Okay, but okay. Take it with it. The Baba Amaf Mahay Nami says that Zruchi Etem Mekiyabachem. This Zruchi I gave in you. It says, no, yeah, it's, I was the one that gave this Ruach in you. So the Mavat, this Ruchi Etzah. It says in Pasuk, Ve'ein Hashem Abach Roshim. I'm going to show you the four craftsmen. Who are these four people? Amar Avchana Bar Bizna, Amar Shimon Chasida, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. As we spoke about yesterday, there's two Mashiachs. Be'eliyahu v'Kayin Tzedek. So Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Be'eliyahu, Kayin Tzedek was, who's Kayin Tzedek? Shem ben Noach. Shem the son of Noach. What did he do? He helped Noach build the table. So he was a craftsman. Therefore, now where's Noach? I mean, he helped Noach, but Noach built it. Why isn't Noach one of them?
Because Shem also spread it. He was the one who brought Torah to the world.
No, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that.
No, that's what it's called, the craftsman. But you're asking why didn't
go to Torah? No, Rashi says why it's called the craftsman.
Yeah. So why do you take Shem and not Noach?
No.
So, you have to give him the other reason.
No, the pshat is that means he helped him in the crafts. Because Noach maybe knew, but Shem was the
builder.
Right, he was a Mexicana. You have the professional. Shane was the professional in the building. Oh, good kasha. That's the bomb kasha. We know that the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi is going to come down. It's fire. So who needs these builders?
Who's going to do the inside of the Beis Hamikdash? Who's going to do the kalim? Who's going to do the mizbeach?
Who says it's not going to come down?
No, you're going to need mishabash. You can't bring in mishabash with clean shavers. A fire can't be. He's going to light a fire on the mizbeach. That's Eish.
What do you mean the menorah came out from Eish?
It came out of the Eish, but it was solidified.
Well, you think the building's going to be fire? You're not going to walk next to it? You're going to burn when you touch the walls?
If so, that'll be part of the mess. Then you can have the mizbeach also.
Yeah,
if the walls are there, the mizbeach can be there.
There's many different midrashim. It's not so partial that it's going to be. The land is going to be something coming down, but we're going to have chelik in the roof.
We learned the Gemara before. The Gemara said that they'll be busy and they won't be able to do stuff because they're busy building the Bayi Shlishi.
And all the Shalem ask over there, Takai, it's going to come to Mesh. You're referring to the Gemara and the third part.
Yeah, and
all the Shalem are very busy with that. They're going to build it, they're going to be busy, they're going to be there. I'm at all three. Okay? Yeah. Look at my writer. So those are the four men. Master of Sheish is Yochi. I'm the Chassid, the Pasuk over there says.
By the way, Shane wasn't born when Lion started making the table. And he couldn't be, and the first year or two of his life, he couldn't help too much either.
Okay.
So Lion started it.
I started with the beauty of it, whatever it was.
120 years ago.
Yeah.
Take 10 years old. 20 years old. Help for 100 years.
Yeah. Look at my Masa Yosheshes. Yachi, if so, I know the Chassid, it says in the Pasuk over there, it says, Yeme Lai.
It's the next Pasuk.
Yeah. It says, Yeme, Yeme.
Eilas, the Eilas of Storm going on before. Which are the four
creationmen. Yeah. I'm just looking, I don't see it in the passage. Okay, fine. V'yem ha'ele, ele ha'kronis ha'shazaru, es Yehuda. So, and ha'inu. Zogdama ha'inu l'shuva asu. That's saying over there, these are the ones that made them bad. It made Klal Yisrael bad. I mean, these are the ones who give me these four names, these brought Klal Yisrael to tshuva. Zogdama, no, it's not tshuva. Amalei Shvila Sefer, the end of the pasuk says, "Vayu Eila Lahachrid Oisam Liyados Eskanos Agayim Hanosim Ken Aleh Tzuilu Zayasim." So we're saying like this: in the pasuk, is referring to two things. It's referring to the four men that Taka brought by Yisrael to tshuva. But in the end of the pasuk, it's saying over there the bad also the other nations that brought by Yisrael to bad.
This whole pasuk is talking about.
Since in that pasuk is also talking about bad. So that chelik is going on the bed.
No, I think he's saying that this whole pasuk is from the same Torah. This whole pasuk is talking about the bed, not the promise of the first pasuk before.
Zokti ma'avad. Amalai. Bahadi chani ba'agad talamali. So he said, I can't deal with chani, he's so great in agadita. If Sheish is saying, I'm too small. Chani was the one that dashed in these psukim. He knows agadita, I don't know agadita well. Zokti ma'avad. Says in pasuk. V'haya zeh shalom ashu ki yovoy adseinu ba'adseinu v'chiyidrach v'amaneseinu v'akimeinu olav shivayoyim shivayoyim seven pastiches, seven shepherds v'shmayne nesiche adam and eight people of nesiche adam. So that's my man in shivayoyim. Who are these shivayoyim that he's referring to? The mother David be'emtza, David's in the middle. Adam, Sheis, and Meshuselach on the side of him, Mimino on the right side, Avraham, Yaakov, and Moshe, and Ismail. Avraham, Yaakov, and Shmach, where's Yitzchak? Zok Rashi, Yitzchak was busy helping people in Gehenna, taking his children, Medina Shal Gehenna.
No, this was before and after the Mabel.
So it says over there, Yitzchak was helping that's what Rashi says, that's where Yitzchak was. So it's David in the middle, Sheis, and Adam and Shez, and Shalach, and Abraham, Yaakov, and Moshe.
Those are on the left.
So why can't you have... So Chayra Avram also is busy. He's keeping out people again if you put on film.
Nash didn't say that.
Yeah, but the Gemara includes Avram. So he sees... it's not so busy. Most of his show
is put on
film. that's what's mother. Man in a shmain in a sikhet. Adam, who are these eight craftsmen? No, Yishai, Vishal, Shmuel, Amos, Tzvani, Tzitkiyo, Mashiach, Veliyo. So the Mishnah said there were four ladders. Abba Asumas. How tall was it? Tana Gavaya Shal Menorah Chamishim Amo. The height of the Menorah was 50 Amos, that's 100 feet.
The quantity of Shalming was 100 Amos.
Abba Yiladim Shal Piche Kuhunu V'yedeim Kadeshem and Shalmeya V'esim Lug. There were four children. He said it's not after children, I said it was Bechurim, that were carrying 120 lug. The Gemara, Bailu, may have asked him lug, Bekulu? Was it 120 lug altogether? Which means how much divided by four is?
30
each. Idilma, Nechal Chad V'Chad, each one was holding 120. The Gemara, Toshma, Ubiyadein, Kadeh Shemen, Shal Shloishim, Shloishim Lugim. Look. Shem Kula may have asked him, look, all together added up as 120. So they're carrying 30. No sense.
Yeah, the Gemara will say that you couldn't do it.
Zagdama Tana. Vehain Meshubachin Hayu. Yaisim Ibna Shalmasa Bas Baisis. They were better, they were stronger. Meshubachin than the children of Masa Bas Baisis. Why? They're able to carry two yurechas of this large axe.
And normally each yurech is with two kinds.
Shalakuach b'halav zuz. That you have to take with a thousand zuz. That's how much it costs.
So it's very big, the yurech.
Umahalach eitgev b'tzad gaidel. That's done. They walk so slow normally.
Right.
When you carry something heavy, you run. They walk slow. How slow? That one foot touched another foot. That's how slow they walk. You try to run as quick as you can.
But if it's super heavy, then you walk slow. You can't run.
No, you try to move as quick as you can.
It's very common.
You go.
It's common. You do that.
Yeah.
You're trying to get there, really. Rush to it.
The heaviest thing is you can't walk.
But there is such a mussar. I think
it'd be a good point if they carry something heavy fast.
No. You carry something heavy, you want to get it off. John,
you
run as fast as you can.
Heavy box out of the car and you try to get to your house.
You might only be able to go slow. You're trying to run.
Trying to get
Yeah. But his brothers, the Kainim, didn't let him do this. We shouldn't be able to smell it because they wanted more people to carry. So what does it mean they're better? Even though Mishum Yukyam, Hani Yuki to Hani Yuki Tve, this is heavier.
The
Yurechais were heavier than Shloishim Lug of Shem. Zaktimara, Ella Hassam, Keves, and Meruva. The Loi Zaki. Over there, the Keves is square. What does that mean? It means it's not so slanted. It's pretty straight.
Rashi says Meruva because the slope is 41.
So it's like this. So the Shah's Mizbech is 9 Amas high, and that's 32. So Mele threw 32 to 9 Amas. It's not so, it's pretty straight. It's not so crooked.
It says Ruba is less than a 4.
Right.
So it's close as 1 to 4.
It's not Mamash 4, but it's close to 4.
Yeah.
So Mele over here. So we're saying it's not so steep. Halcha, Suma is Vizakiv Tveil. But there it's ladders, and it's carrying it straight up. Not Mamash straight up, but Akapanim. So over there, 30, it's much harder.
30 lug and a whole yerach over there.
And 2 yerachim.
It's still, but carrying something upward is much harder than, even though it weighs more, still, even though yerach is weighing more.
One hand, you normally hold on to the ladder. You only use it one hand.
And Simpson was just saying, they're just tired.
What? When you climb up a ladder, yeah. You're carrying something, you only use one hand to hold on to the ladder.
That's what I'm saying, but yeah, okay.
I mean, normally, you always leave one hand on, but if you're climbing up,
much harder. It was so light. There was so much light that was being shining from this menorah that there was a woman that the ladies was able to go ahead and be bayar chitim from this Beis Shaveh, from the light was so light that they were able to do it. Okay.